This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Summer is supposed to be relaxing, right? But if you're anything like me, sometimes it feels like the exact opposite. Between work, family, travel, kids' schedules, and trying to keep up with everything else life throws at you, it's easy to spend the whole summer surviving instead of actually enjoying it. I know for me, one of the biggest challenges is making time for myself. There's always another story to write, another podcast to record, another event to cover. Before you know it, the calendar is full and you've never really slowed down. That's one reason therapy can be so valuable. It can help you better understand your needs, set boundaries, and build a version of summer that actually feels good instead of one that leaves you exhausted. BetterHelp has more than 30,000 licensed therapists and has served more than 6 million people worldwide. A short questionnaire helps match you with a therapist based on your needs and preferences. And if you don't feel like it's the right fit, you can switch to another therapist at any time. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/TOC. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/TOC.
Foxy knees, he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk. Oh, my.
Goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
We're ready for another Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. I hope you are too. Yancey, Chuck, and Darb, we're in the studio and ready to go. And if you're looking for land, whether it's 20 acres out in the country to build that home, 200 acres, you're looking to hunt some deer or whatever it might be, it's First South, the first call you need to make. 601-898-8540 or find them online, firstsouthland.com. All right, fellas, here we go.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot to complain about tonight, don't we? And golly, 9:30 in the morning for the first pitch at that SEC tournament, and I don't know. I don't particularly like that.
Well, should have won 2 out of 3.
I agree. And then we'd probably be hosting. The failure over at Tuscaloosa when they had plenty of opportunities to win that series.
Yeah, man, it seems like we've said this the last 4 series that Ole Miss has lost, right? It seems like a trend lately is the infield defense lets it down, or the batting is inconsistent, or the, you know, pitching, somebody has a bad night, like, or a bad day, like Townsend did Sunday, or Saturday, I should say.
We can't ever seem to get our three weekend starters on the same page. Either Hunter has a bad day, or Taylor has a bad day, or Cade has a bad day, but all three of them don't gin at the same time, so to speak.
And that's going to be the key in the regionals, right?
Yeah, it is.
You know, because if one of them does have a bad day and you're playing game 4 and possibly 5 if it starts off at the beginning of the regionals, you know, it can get very hairy, especially with as inconsistent as the offense is. So, I mean, really, the margin of error for this team is pretty thin. They have a high up ceiling because of the 3 starting pitchers and the closer and the batters when they do what they can. I mean, all of them have got great upside, but it's also a pretty low floor. You know, I agree with that. It's up and down, there's not really a lot of margin for error with this team. Everything has to be clicking.
Because here you look, they won one. We feel like maybe should have gotten 2 from the top seed Georgia.
Yep.
They won 1 against the 2 seed Texas.
Yep.
They got 2 out of 3 against the 3 seed A&M. We just played the 4 seed Alabama.
Yep.
They won the series in Gainesville against the 5 seed Florida. Yet here we are as the 9 seed with those wins.
And
just needing 1, maybe 2 more in that little stretch.
Bipolar.
Yeah.
And the disappointing thing is, like, when I watched Ole Miss against, just take the last 2 weekends or the last 2 series loss against Alabama and Arkansas, I wouldn't trade rosters with them. I thought Ole Miss had the better team. And, you know, that's kind of that's what disappoints me, you know, with that Bama offense. I think they're dead last in SEC in hitting. No, next to last in hitting, dead last in fielding. But that's kind of been Ole Miss. We talked about this before. You know, Alabama, I think, was fielding at a 962 percentage for the season, which I don't remember the last team that's done that in SEC. And they look like the best fielding team I've seen this season, right? It's like everybody fields above and beyond their measurements all season against Ole Miss. You hope that can start evening out in postseason play.
Let's get into the five thoughts of Yancey's, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham running 9 of those Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one, I like you. Very disappointed that Ole Miss didn't lock down the host spot in the series against Bama over the weekend. But let's not forget what the big picture is, and that's what you do during postseason play. It's all about what you do in June for all the fans around the country. All the goals are still out in front for this team, and that doesn't need to be lost. Thought number two, this is what I like heading into postseason play. I love the way Hunter has rebounded and is back to his old self. I love how dominant Rabe has become and how dominant Hooks continues to be on the mound. I love how Robertson has taken the next step. I'm encouraged how Bassetta now looks at the plate. And lastly, I love how Foley has become Ole Miss's hottest hitter. Thought number three, this is what I don't like heading into postseason play. I don't like the trend of how the infield has played defense the last 2 weeks. I don't like how Townsend has looked on the mound the last two outings. And let's be honest, Ole Miss has to have Townsend get back to form to go anywhere in postseason play. I don't like how Calhoun has looked the last couple outings, and I don't like how inconsistent Waters has been the last few outings. Thought number four, no matter where they put Ole Miss, they will not face another team with the starting rotation and closer that Ole Miss possesses. It will all come down to how consistent the Ole Miss batters are at the plate, which has been up and down all season, and if Townsend finds his rhythm again. Thought number five, lastly, I don't know who will start against Missouri, but I hope it's Will Liberatt. They will need a fourth starter at some point, and Liberatt has shown signs of life at the plate at the mound. I also hope that Ole Miss can last long enough to get Townsend another start so he can get back going in the right direction before postseason play starts.
Well, you got your wish. Liberatt will start tomorrow.
There we go.
All right, so we'll come back. We'll get with Hindu. Brad Henderson joins us next.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey guys, this is former Major League Baseball player and avid deer hunter David DeLucci. There's nothing better than spending time in the woods, making memories at the camp, and enjoying the land. If you're like me and dream of owning your own hunting property, remember the name First South Farm Credit. They've been financing rural land for over 100 years. It's just what they do. When you're in the market for land, make First South your first call. Stop by or find them online at firstsouthland.com.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Looking for land or a home in the Mississippi Delta? SWAPA Land has a new team in Cleveland, Mississippi. SWAPA stands for soil, water, air, plants, and animals, the resources that make land special. Whether it's farmland, hunting, recreational and commercial properties, and dream homes, they connect buyers with sellers. Their partner, Steward Link, helps secure conservation funding for better wildlife habitat and water quality. Go to swapaland.com or call the office at 662-588-2034 or Charlie Heights at 662-719-7218. SWAPA Land, your Delta Land connection.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, friends, it is our Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline before a 9 a.m. pregame show for this guy with Mr. David Kellum as we bring in Brad Henderson. You get up early in the morning, buddy. Get that breakfast and get ready.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on the road, so it's going to be a late night, too, but trying to get the Hoover. Going to get there at some point, though.
Does anything change when you're playing? I mean, I don't – of course, they haven't played anywhere 9:30 in the morning. You as a player, did that change anything? Did you have any time in your college career playing at 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah, it seemed like we may have played a couple times in some tournaments maybe somewhere where we played. But, no, I don't think anything changes. I mean, at the end of the day, these are 18 to 22-year-olds. If playing at 9:30 is going to bother them, then we got bigger fish to fry, I would think, right? But, no, you just try and keep it as routine as you can. They'll get up, have breakfast, go, you know, they may do some hitters meetings, pitchers meetings tonight, get those out of the way. But it'll be business as usual in the morning.
Yeah, because I was going to say they're already in Hoover. They've already worked out over there once, hadn't they?
Yes, they have. And I looked at the itinerary, and they were going to do some of the meetings tonight rather than bumping those to in the morning. So, you know, but they'll get up, have breakfast, and go to the field at about a normal time and go through their normal stretching, throwing. BP, obviously, will be at, I think it's at Hoover High School. And then they'll go to the field and do all the normal stuff. So, you know, that's with it being game one, you'd almost rather it be game one. I know it's tough at 9:30, but at least you're on a schedule and you know the schedule, because you guys know, like I do, Hoover can get crazy with the weather, and, you know, start times can get really, really late at night. So, you know, everything should be pretty structured for at least day one, game one.
Hindu, are you concerned at all about the last couple of weeks to play from the infield defense, you know, cost them a couple of games against Bama just over the weekend? Is that a trend you see, or is it gotten in their head? What do you see there?
No, I mean, we kick some balls, and probably the biggest thing is you've seen Judd make some errant throws, and I still think he may be suffering a little bit maybe of a back or a shoulder. He kind of tweaked it the weekend before when he went to field a ground ball, and it was a real kind of crazy play against A&M. And I think there was some soreness there with him that he kind of got worked out in game three. And if that's kind of who we're talking about is Judd, then no issues at all. Did Decker kick a ball that he probably should have caught? Sure. But, I mean, that dude's got three arrows all year. So, no, it doesn't concern me. I just think it kind of snowballed a little bit. But I'm not making excuses, but I do think there was a couple of other factors in play as far as the Bama trip goes. So I don't think that's going to be an issue.
What do you want to see from Ole Miss? Obviously, to win the tournament and all that. But what areas do you want to see them get some momentum in their play going into this regional?
Well, I'd like to see some consistency at the plate, you know, where we don't just kind of like the difference in game two and game three at Alabama, where, you know, game two, we swung it really well. And then game three, you know, we didn't. The freshman just had a great game against us. And I get it. Conditions were a little different. And again, it's not an excuse, but we're not the same team if the wind's blowing in. Because we rely so heavily on extra base hits and the long ball, and it played a factor in game three. And, you know, Payne hits the ball at the top of the fence that, you know, goes out the first two games. Bassetta hits a sack fly that probably leaves a yard, you know, most days as well. And, again, but if we can get some base hits, a few more base hits, we got a shot to win that game, and we just didn't. So I'd like to see a little bit more consistency there. And then in the postseason, obviously not the first few days in Hoover, but once you get tournament time, can the three starters put back-to-back-to-back really good games together? You know, it's always been Hunter was good on day one, or, you know, Rabe on the back end, but Townsend wasn't great in game two, or vice versa. You know, can those – if those three put it together, this team can make a run. It's going to make a run. If not, then we're going to fight and claw and try and, you know, win some close games that, you know, just because our starter wasn't great. So, but they've all three got it in them. That's the scary part, is if you can get three straight days of those guys, this team's going to go a long way.
That's really been strange how that's worked out, though. You know, it, one of them seems to be always off. Maybe not always, but like you say, getting all three of them hitting on high cylinders make a huge difference in any series, particularly at a regional, and in this SEC tournament. Talk to us a little bit about how you think about Liberty starting tomorrow against his old team, Missouri.
Yeah, you know, obviously if he can control the emotions, I think he's got a real shot. Obviously, they're coming in as the last seed, so they haven't had a great year. I think they get to maybe six wins. Seven at the most. They're not going to be anything to wow you. And I think it's going to be a little bit different for Missouri facing Will, where I'm sure they saw him live and in inter squads. I think his velocity is probably 4 to 6 miles an hour higher. So, you know, that's going to be an adjustment they're going to have to make. Where he gets in trouble is he leaves the ball up or he falls behind and counts and has to throw a fastball. And, you know, what happens in this league if you get one-dimensional. On the flip side, they're going to throw their Friday guy, McDevitt, and he's really good. And so I expect this to be a low-scoring ball game for both teams. And to give you just a little bit on their guys, a right-hander junior, teams are only hitting 200 against him. And he's got 94 punch-outs on the season. Hunter Elliott's got 96. So the it kind of tells you the guy's got really good stuff. And so, you know, just to roll it out there and say, oh, man, when we get Missouri the first round, well, we're going to get their best punch.
And do you think Ole Miss still has a chance to host? And what do they do? Do they go all out to win these games? Do you conserve some arms, you know, for the regionals? How do you play this?
Well, I think from a pitching standpoint, you keep the three starters on schedule, which means if we get to Thursday, then you start to get into your rotation. But I don't think you can run Hunter and them out there on Wednesday. Now, on the flip side, if we get to Wednesday and whoever we start gets you 4 or 5 innings, and it may be a bullpen day for Cade or for Rabe, and that bullpen was going to consist of 20 or 30 pitches, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. You run them out there for 20 or 30 pitches, let them do their bullpen, and then immediately get them out no matter the circumstances. But you can't take those guys off their routine, off their regimen. And to answer your first question, I don't know. I'm not Kendall Rogers. I'm not a, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. I think we've got to win several games to even get back in the host conversation. Does several mean three? Does it mean four? Does it mean – I don't know. I don't have that answer. Obviously, we've had some opportunities. And I think we have a better chance to do that than some of these other teams, even at 15, because of our in-conference strength of schedule. You know, we had a gauntlet, man. And if you look at it on paper, you'll realize just how hard our conference schedule was compared to really everybody else's. So I think host sites take that into consideration. But I do think we're going to have to make a deep run to get back in that conversation.
All right. Safe travels. We'll listen to you in the morning.
Thank you, man.
I'll see you in Birmingham, my man. Take care.
All right.
Talking with Hindu, and that's brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. I think it takes several wins, and then it's whatever else happens across the country, too.
Yeah.
Because most, you know, they're seeding 1 through 32. This year.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, everybody, if you look, including our guests you're going to bring on here in the second half of the program, Ole Miss is in the teens, in the 18-19 20 range of those.
I think most importantly, you want to do whatever you got to do to not be paired up in the Supers with Georgia, Georgia Tech, or UCLA, because they're on a different level than everybody else.
Beat Missouri, beat that team on Wednesday, and then whatever else happens, happens.
Yeah. Right. It'd be interesting.
Just beat Missouri, please.
If Hindu is correct and they don't start Hunter until Thursday, which would be Georgia, what do you do against State? They can't pitch Owen Kelly again.
Great question. All right. Text messages are next at 662-426-1093.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Okay, friends, if you haven't, get some text messages. We'll try and get to as many as possible at 662-426-1093. And so the first one, Hindu kind of answered a little bit, and that's a question about the starter for Missouri. And he will be a right-hander. His name is Josh McDevitt, making his 15th start. He's a righty. 9 strikeouts away from cracking Mizzou's top 10 single-season list in strikeouts. He comes in with 94. In his 14 games, he's only given up 4 or more hits 4 times. And in 11 of the 14 starts, he has struck out 6 or more. That excites you guys?
Yeah, we get their ace. That's wonderful.
So,
and then if we beat him, we get Mississippi State at 9:30 the next morning.
And maybe pitching in a bullpen game like they did in the Mayor's Trophy or whatever they call it now.
Governor's Cup.
And so, I mean, that's hard to win when you're pitching, you know.
Yeah.
not your main guy.
So you're getting a junior righty in his 15th start. He had 15 appearances combined as a freshman and sophomore. So he's kind of blossomed here as a junior.
Okay.
And probably will transfer out and go somewhere else after this year is done. Other questions coming in about the ABS system, which we've talked about a lot, the automated balls and strikes. And I think there were some concerns that got tossed up about an expanded zone, so to speak. And it will be. But you know, as I told you guys, you have the TrackMan system, which they have given and shown for multiple years now. And it's always given like a one-inch buffer on either side of the plate and up and down when they evaluate college umpires. Mm-hmm. And so you're finally going to get to see what's been kind of behind the scenes for a few years now when they rate these college umpires. So, yes, the plate's 15 inches wide. I don't know.
I mean, the plate's the plate. Either you throw it over the plate or you don't.
That's right. 15-inch plate. They're going to give you an inch on either side as a buffer zone.
17-inch.
Right. And as a strike zone, you and I, we grew up what?
Letters
to the knees.
Yeah.
They'll give you an inch, either way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They don't do letters anymore, though.
No.
It's belt to knees.
That's right. And you'll find different umpires that will give you a little bit above the belt, and sometimes you won't. But that's where.
Is this the thing to protect our umpires from
yes.
too much ridicule, you think?
Yeah, of course. They don't want the trap man or the K-zone, however you want to call it, and show it, you know, being 3 inches out. I think it's going to force the umps, even with an inch out, to try to be more cautious in their strike zone, too.
It has when most people didn't know it was there, right, is how they were being evaluated. There's no doubt. I can go back to the days and joining those with Kellum and seeing as the balls and strikes were called. And it's not as bad as you think it's going to be, but it –
Well, I hope it's not if they're giving them an inch up and down.
It has already made them change a little bit, about 2 years ago.
I mean, I've been a big advocate just to go to a system where balls and strikes are not called by the umps, by the machine, but –
I don't want to do that.
No.
That takes the human element out of baseball. Let's roll.
If it were MLB, where they're calling it, where you can barely fit a piece of paper between the ball and the strike when they miss,
here's the thing.
I'm all for it. But, I mean, this, Chucky, there's games that turns the game on the grievous. I mean, just nothing around the plate. And that's got to stop. If you care about the game of baseball, let's get it right.
Foley's already said this is going to challenge him.
Yeah.
Right? And to make sure he's correct. We've watched, I don't know how many games recently, when Hunter Elliott's been right there on the edge of the plate and hadn't gotten that call lately. Foley's going to chat. There's going to be an early challenge on one of those things, on one of those close fastballs. Knowing now you do have that extra.
How many challenges do you have in a game?
You get three, but if you get them right, you get to keep on going.
Right.
Yeah. Get to keep on going.
And here's another. I was looking at the Missouri pitcher that Ole Miss going against Texas. He gave up one earned run against Vandy. He gave up two earned runs against Georgia. He gave up zero in 6 2/3 innings. Against Arkansas, he gave up two. Against Oklahoma, he gave up one. So, I mean, this guy, he's got momentum. This guy's been pitching now these last 4 or 5 outings. He's been pitching well. So, you know, it's going to be tough. I mean, they're going to have to, especially Georgia, one earned run. They're in 6 2/3 at Georgia. Ole Miss is going to have to come to play tomorrow.
Let's just hope Doyle Jackson's not in the replay.
Well, that's right. We don't need that. Right? The thing is, it's going to be up on the scoreboard immediately as it's challenged. They're going to put it up on the scoreboard.
They do. It
should
be.
In the MLB, it's there, just like boom, that. You don't want the delays.
That's right.
And again, I think it would it will help the umps in the future. Now, Bianco made a good point on Super Talk last week, where he said he doesn't know if the colleges have the funding, the smaller colleges,
right,
to have that kind of equipment, technology for future games. But I think, especially within the SEC play and NCAA play, let's get it.
So our text message is brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw. If you're looking for any kind of real estate in the Oxford, Lafayette County area, ccmoxford.com. We have any injuries we need to discuss? that we know of?
Same ones.
Yeah, I didn't know that about Udamark and the A&M with back or shoulder there, and that might be why he had a couple errant throws there in that Alabama series, and A&M as well the weekend before, where they got away with a couple there. It's about not only Udamark, but you know, Furness didn't pick some balls he should have, and Pano, you know, missed a couple key balls there, and Decker missed, you know, he's been flawless all season. So, you know, but as far as new injuries, I don't see any new injuries.
Yep. Well, Sipola and Gibson.
Yep. And I think Gibson is still pitching what I heard in some bullpen sessions on his own. So we'll see.
When we come back out of the break, I'll tell you about Swap-A-Land for you Delta listeners as well. And we'll come back with Jacob Rudner of Baseball America.
Ole Miss fans, a quick timeout, because I've actually been using Underdog during these NBA playoffs, and I'm not kidding. It's kind of become part of my nightly routine. I'm already sitting there watching games, flipping around, keeping up with everything, so now I'll jump on Underdog and make a couple of picks. It's easy. You're just picking higher or lower on player stats, points, rebounds, assists, whatever you feel good about. Like this week, I'm riding a couple of playoff scores I trust for higher on points, maybe grabbing a big for rebounds. Nothing crazy, just going with what I'm already seeing, and that's what I like about it. Underdog doesn't feel forced. It just fits into what I'm already doing. So download the Underdog app today. Use my promo code CHAMPIONS for Talk of Champions to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. And present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-MY-RESET or 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP, 1-800-639-8783 or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
If you listen to Talk of Champions, chances are you're already the person in the group chat arguing about matchups, statistics, and who's going to have a big game. That's one reason I've enjoyed Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy lets you take those options and build pick'em entries around the players and teams you're already following. Whether it's football season, basketball season, or baseball season, I find myself checking projections, looking at matchups, and seeing how my picks stack up throughout the night. It's simple, it's fun, and it gives you another reason to stay locked into the games you're already watching. Lately, I've been spending some time digging through player projections and building entries around matchups I feel strongly about. If you're already following sports every day, it's a fun way to put that knowledge to the test. And right now, Underdog Fantasy has its Steal the Pot promotion going on. There's $1 million sitting in the pot for players who correctly identify the steals leader in the NBA Finals. The more final games you back that player, the bigger your potential share. So download the Underdog Fantasy app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Again, that's promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. It's Underdog Fantasy. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-MY-RESET or 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP, 1-800-639-8783 or text NEXT-STEP to 53342. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Ole Miss fans, look, I know we're all locked in on the Rebels. Spring football just ended, the portal, recruiting, all of that. But when the NBA playoffs hit, I've got a game on somewhere. And the best way to get in on all the action is by playing on Underdog Fantasy. In my experience, it works because it doesn't take a ton of time. You just pick higher or lower on stats, and you're in. I usually keep it simple. Star guys. LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, whoever's on. No overthinking it. No spreadsheets, just something to make the games a little more interesting. While I'm half watching, half working, I'll throw together a couple of picks while I'm also refreshing recruiting updates, just like the rest of y'all. So join me. Download the Underdog app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS for Talk of Champions. CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code CHAMPIONS. Underdog, make picks,
win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. And present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-MY-RESET or 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP, 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat at a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big-screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Our Rebel Injury Report before the break was brought to you by Swappa Land. If you're looking for land or a home in the Mississippi Delta, it's Swappa Land, and now a team in Cleveland, specializing in farmland, hunting, recreational, commercial properties, or just your dream home through the partner Stuart Link. They also help with conservation funding. It's Swapaland, SWAPALand.com, or call Charlie Hines at 662-719-7218. That's the number. We get back into baseball discussion. We're going to bring our friend from Baseball America, Jacob Rutner, back to the show. Hello, Jacob.
How's it going, guys?
Doing good, Jacob. I think the number one question Ole Miss fans want to know is, how many games does Ole Miss have to win now that they blew it at Alabama to host, or is it a lost cause?
No, it's certainly not a lost cause, especially because of that RPI being 15. I think that there are a number of teams that are kind of hanging around in that range right now, RPI-wise, that are going to have a chance. So before I answer anything about how many games is it going to take, I think there's a really important reminder to offer everybody, and that is this time of year, the big catch with everything is that it will all depend to a degree on what other teams do in other parts of the country. Ole Miss is not the only team vying for a spot above the host line. There are plenty of others, and there are plenty of other weird cases. There's teams like Oregon State that hang around in this area on RPI, and they're not playing games this week. They're just going to sit at home and practice and wait and hope that they're going to end up in the right spot. So it will depend to a degree on how the committee feels. That being said, I do think that two wins, maybe three wins, is the territory where you can start to kind of have the conversation. Ole Miss at 15-15 in the SEC does lag behind some of those top teams that are already in the very clear posting picture that are well-situated RPI-wise. So I would say that if you can get to 18 total, then it really starts to feel a lot better, but it's probably no fewer than that.
Jacob, what other teams in the SEC do you see having a chance of changing their trajectory of where they fall? I mean, everybody's either in or out of the NCAA, the field of 64, but does State, for example, do they have a chance to win some games and get in host territory? Does A&M have a chance not to get in, talking about the Supers, does A&M, do they get, if they go one and done something, are they out of the top eight? What teams do we need to follow?
You know, I think that the two most important in terms of the back of the hosting picture are Mississippi State and Ole Miss. I think that the top eight picture is a little bit more packed as far as the SEC tournament goes. Florida is in a position to make some noise, especially with the path that it has. It'll face either Vanderbilt or Kentucky, and then we'll face Alabama. Remember, Florida was swept by Alabama earlier this year, including that Friday night game where they were no hit. So there is an opportunity to kind of put a better case when it comes to that head-to-head matchup into the committee's mouth a little bit. Plus, Florida is reasonably well-situated RPI-wise. They're sitting at ninth at the time of this conversation and have 18 wins in the conference, which tends to correspond with national seed-type conversations. It's not always a guarantee. So I think that Florida has a real chance and is the best situated of any team that's kind of fighting for something to make a real improvement. I think that Texas A&M and Alabama have something to hold on to. Also 18-win SEC teams, also kind of hanging around that 6-11 range in the RPI. So those three teams are fighting for kind of three spots at the back of the national seed picture. And the opportunity for each of them will depend, in one case, they have on Florida, directly on the head-to-head matchup.
If Ole Miss were to beat Missouri tomorrow and face Mississippi State, how does the committee look at a rematch like that? State's 4-0 against Ole Miss this season. One of them's a midweek game where they were pitching midweek pitchers. Do they favor more heavily towards a tournament or towards a regular season or just the same?
They're always going to default towards the regular season, and I say always. That's what they have done to this point. I do think that there's a little bit of unpredictability when it comes to the NCAA selection committee, and that's what makes my job fun. You know, I get to sit there and try and pretend like I know what the committee is thinking and where they're going to try and advance certain narratives. But in most cases, they do tend to lean towards the regular season. Head-to-head matchups are important, especially in cases like at the top of the SEC, when you do have some similar records, give or take a couple games. You have very, very similar RPIs because RPI tends to favor the conference and pushes it way up towards the top. So head-to-head does matter in a one-game setting, especially in a tournament where, as you guys know, this is not your first rodeo with the SEC tournament. There are teams that don't really want to be there. They have nothing to play for. There's really no reason to go get tired. And as much as every coach will sit there and say, you know, this is something that we take super seriously, we want to go win this, it's kind of also an opportunity to get some guys some reps. So I do think that the committee will default backwards into things that have happened throughout the regular season. However, in the SEC tournament, you also have to take it seriously to a degree because it does matter. And these games do have RPI influence. So, you know, there's two sides of the coin here. On one hand, I think it's important to perform at every opportunity that you have. But at the same time, I think the thing that will stand out the most is the larger sample, and that's from the regular season.
Jacob, looking nationally, I know you follow all the top teams closely. Who do you think's the top, let's say, top three teams in the country in your mind? Forget ranking and forget RPI, if that's the case.
Yeah, I actually think that the RPI and the rankings this year are very reflective of the top teams in the country. And we were just talking about that today on the Baseball America podcast. And that's that some years you go into the season and you put together these projections and you study the teams and the players and you feel like you have a really good sense. Last year's a fantastic example of this. There was no outlet out there, no major poll that didn't have Texas A&M number one. That looked terrible in a matter of weeks. And it's difficult, and it is a little bit murky, and things change. Some years, though, there is a level of projectability to these teams that's very reliable, and that was the case for UCLA and Georgia Tech, and in our case, at Baseball America, Georgia. We had Georgia sixth in the country. We were by far the high guys on the Bulldogs. Going into the year, we felt that this was the most well-rounded team that Wes Johnson has had, and to me, that's kind of the top three. I think it's UCLA, just with the well-roundedness, they throw the ball really well. They have the top college player, the top draft player in the country right now, high school or college. You've got Georgia Tech, which has an offense that's so good that an 8-run lead is not even remotely safe against them. And then you have Georgia, which is the most power-hitting team in the country. They have the most prolific offensive catcher pretty much in the history of Division I college baseball. There's been no catcher until Daniel Jackson to record a 25-25 season. And I think that those three teams have a really great shot. And is everybody upsettable? Of course. But going into the tournament, I don't feel more confident about any other teams than those three.
Where did Georgia Tech? They kind of came out of the woodwork, didn't they?
You know, not really. This has been brewing. I think that this is a really talented roster, that a lot of it was recruited from high school, from a previous staff. And James Ramsey, who was a part of that recruitment process as the associate head coach, has now stepped into the role where the guys that he brought in as high school seniors have blossomed exactly as they would have expected and hoped. And so this is another homegrown, in some ways very similar to UCLA, actually, kind of cutting against the transfer grain, a homegrown team with a lot of talent.
Jacob, do you agree with my assessment that Ole Miss has a high ceiling but a low floor? Because everything's got to kind of be clicking, right? They got three great weekend pitchers, a great closer, a lot of potential at the plate, but they're inconsistent at the plate. They can't get all three of their starters pitching to their potential each weekend. Seems like one is always off. Where do you see Ole Miss right now?
You know, it's funny. This goes back to what I said a second ago. This season, I think, will be defined by the consistency and reliable projectability of some of these teams. If you go think back weeks and weeks ago to previous conversations that we've had, one of the things that I have said every single time about Ole Miss is that its ceiling is exceptionally high because of its maturity, because of its physical strength, because of its ability to go out there and out-hit from a power perspective almost any other team in the country. And then, as you mentioned, they've had these starters and a couple relievers really blossom into outstanding pitchers. And so the ceiling is exceptionally high. I always think that some of these very talented, senior-led teams, physically mature teams, have a shot at Omaha and have a shot at standing on the stage on the final day of the season. At the same time, in Ole Miss case, there are a lot of qualities that lead to inconsistency. That swing and miss against velocity. They swing and miss against velocity throughout the entire lineup. They chase pitches outside of the zone throughout the entire lineup. And so whatever power that they have in the nights where they look so explosive, there are also nights where they fall apart and they sell out for that power, and they have to do that because that's what creates good nights, but it leads to some volatility. And on the mound, we've seen that the strike throwing has been solid, but sometimes it's not just enough to have the ball in the zone. You actually have to miss the bats in order for it to work out really well. So this is an Ole Miss team that I think is, again, sky-high potential, and we've seen the highs at several different points this season. They just have to avoid the lows, for a long enough time here over the next month to get themselves into a really good position.
Amen.
All right, Jacob thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Always good talking to you guys.
You too, buddy.
Jacob Brudner, Baseball America. That part of the show brought to you by the Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Farese Group, over 20 years experience, proven track record, helping retirees invest and not outlive the savings during retirement. If you're nearing or already retired, you call the Farese Group office, 601-607-4141, to schedule your free console.
He's on the money. He's on the money.
I think so, totally.
Right on the money. It's amazing because he covers all of the schools, right? Mm-hmm. And know the team like that to kind of just lay it down real, real black and white about, you know, why they struggle at times and why they're so good at times.
Which scares you because you have a strikeout pitcher from Missouri tomorrow.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And I keep looking at his last four or five appearances, and several on the road, including at Georgia, where he gives up one run and 6 2/3 innings, and it's scary. But you know, it's the key is just a swing and miss of the pitches out of the zone, right? That's where, and some games they're locked in where they're not chasing those pitches, and when they don't swing out of the zone, yeah, they're still going to get some K's because that's the way this roster's built, but they're a lot less, and they're a lot more attacking and hitting that ball. And so they got to stop chasing balls. That's the key.
I think I'll sleep till noon tomorrow.
You'll be up with the rest of us. You'll be up with the rest of us. The lefty lineup will be out tomorrow on the old lineup card. I'm going to go ahead and do the SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, the South Estate leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck says, you know she's worth it. Well, the SEC announced their 2026 All-SEC baseball team on Monday afternoon. Five Rebels made four different teams. Walker Hooks was first team as one of three relief pitchers. Will Furness, Kate Towns, and Judd Utemark all to the second team at their positions. And Hunter Elliott was named to the All-Defensive team as the only pitcher. So those guys all getting some awards today. The Ole Miss women's golf team finished fourth in their regional in Louisville. So they will be in the 2026 NCAA Championship starting Friday at the Omni La Costa Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California. The men's golf team finished in a tie for third today after round one. Virginia leads the event 13 under. Pepperdine's next at 11. And then you get Wake Forest, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and USC at 6 under. The top five teams will go next week to the same spot out in Carlsbad for the NCAA championships.
That's tight. I mean, you would hope there's some separation between the five and the six, but you've got seven right there battling for those seven and five think spots.
Kentucky was just two strokes back at four under. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's three rounds. I've said it all along. If they can get to that match play, and it hurts with Daniel not being available, and obviously La Sosa, you know, now on the live, but they can get to that match play. I still like their chances.
I like Coach Malloy. Hey, he gets a lot out of his team.
He does.
There's no doubt about it.
He does.
And he was upbeat about even going over there to the regionals without Daniel.
Yeah.
I mean, he said, hey, we're ready to roll. So, and they played good today.
Yeah, the guy that filled in for him, he shot 75 solid and only had one birdie. So, no double bogeys. So, maybe they can get a little bit more out of him tomorrow.
So they'll do stroke play again Tuesday and Wednesday for the schedule. And then, you know, it's several teams and then five individuals get to do this and work as well. So Ole Miss number 10 in the country with another chance. And so that's going on, of course. Softball up 8-0 over Texas Tech. And then gave up eight runs with two outs.
I didn't catch it until it was in extra innings and they had a one run, I think it was 10-9 or 9-8 or something like that in the extra innings, and then saw that when they had first and second, no outs. And but that's I don't know if I've ever heard that with two outs.
No,
8-0.
The unfortunate stat is in SEC happened. Regionals, it had never happened in 640 games.
Was that SEC or NCAA?
NCAA.
We are number one.
We're the first sadly one. Enough, we are the first in that.
Yeah, that's
sad because they had Texas Tech dominated.
Oh, yes.
Had them dominated.
Two outs in the bottom of the seventh, 8-0. I mean, that's crazy.
Unheard of.
Crazy.
Well, obviously.
It's never been
once out of 642 times.
Yeah.
So there's your look. And as we've told you, it's 9:30 in the morning for Ole Miss and Mizzou in baseball.
All right, so while we got a minute, I'm going to ask you a broadcasting question.
All right.
Is it ribbies or RBI?
See, I've always said RBI.
I know you have.
Because it's not run batted ins.
I know.
Right?
It's runs batted in.
It's runs batted in.
But even really good announcers say RBIs.
That's right. I always said RBI.
That
I never
makes sense.
Threw an S on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I see what you're saying.
My grammar is awful too. That may be the only time I get it right.
let's don't talk about my grammar.
That may be the only time I am right.
But Chucky knows.
Yeah, RBI is what I think it should be.
Mm-hmm. But you'll admit that some really good announcers say RBIs.
Most all will say RBIs. Yeah.
I'm just curious.
All right, we'll come back and finish it up.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
So a big thanks to Brad Henderson, who joined us first, Jacob Rudner in that last segment, for you being a part of, whether you're listening or some text messages or whatever, on to tonight's show. Yancey and Chuck with a couple of more items we need to get from you guys. Let's start with the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment, Yancey, presented by the Grove Collective, here to enhance the NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student athletes. What do we have?
Yeah, Coach Golden's continuing to do his thing out there on the recruiting trail. Ole Miss looking to get a big-time flip. Kid out of Texas, Chucky, top 25 national prospect, Benny Easter Jr. He's been committed to Texas Tech. He'll officially visit Ole Miss June 5th. He came to Ole Miss for double-decker weekend. He'll be with his good friend, four-star wide receiver Alvin Mosley, who's supposed to be announcing between Ole Miss and Texas in June. So, you know, if there were any questions about how's Ole Miss going to recruit receivers, there's a common theme here. And they got a great wide receiver coach as well, but I don't see any problem with any receiver drop off on the recruiting ranks. Everyone is expecting Morgan Park, Illinois safety Darryl Madison to pick Ole Miss coming up. He's slated to announce next week with friend and Ole Miss target Tavares Harrington. Madison recently decommitted from Michigan and immediately began to trend Ole Miss's way. Darryl Madison, next week we expect him to announce for Ole Miss, four-star safety out of Illinois. Continue with receivers. Steve Wilfong for On3 Sports put in a crystal ball for Ole Miss with four-star wide receiver Cade Cooper out of Pennsylvania. Just receiver after receiver, Chuck. And that was really something I wanted to see what was going to happen with the transition without Lane. So that's real good news to me. St. Thomas More, Connecticut, four-star defensive edge. Defensive end, edge rusher Marvin Nedstop is leaning heavily towards Ole Miss. 6'7", 275-pound strong side defensive end. He'll be at Tennessee this weekend, Michigan State, then Michigan. Then he ends his official visits with Ole Miss in early July, and then he'll be announcing.
Ted Hendricks area.
Yeah.
Back to Oakland Raiders. So I think Hendricks was 6'9", though.
And I've seen several defensive ends, these rush ends, that are 6'6", 6'7", and not 225.
Right.
You know, 260 to 280, yeah. And I like those big old guys like that.
Yeah, well, don't we have a couple from one, like Blake Purchase? He's 6'6".
I don't know how tall Blake is, but he's 265-ish. He's
and Maldonado, isn't Maldonado close to 6'6"?
Yeah, he's the Nevada.
No, Blake's only 6'3".
He's about 6'7", I believe, 6'6". He was a high school quarterback. But we're seeing is the theme I'm seeing on that D-line there, not a bunch of skinny guys coming in that you got to weight train and get them bigger. He's recruiting guys, you know, that are 260, 280 on that strong side defensive end. Now, there's some edge rushers that are, you know, kind of some Taron Perkins, Princewell kind of guys that are not that 260, 270 that appear pass rushers. But he's getting some big guys on that strong side defensive end.
Well, when you're that fast, you don't have to be big.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's finish it with the good, the bad, and the ugly, brought to you by Cannon Motors of Mississippi. Shopping made easy. They have a vast selection, new and used vehicles, committed to providing amazing customer service, and the service center is there to ensure that you get many great years of driving your vehicle if you purchase from Cannon. Go to CannonMotorCompany.com, find a location near you.
Well, this is mostly about baseball. The good, after losing a winnable game on Thursday at out to Alabama in Tuscaloosa, the Rebels did bounce back on Friday with a 9-0 win over the Tide behind solid hitting and a standout pitching performance by Taylor Rabe, who recorded 13 strikeouts and totally owned Bama for six strong innings. Taylor only gave up one hit and walked one. Then J.P. Robertson came in relief and dominated the Tide as well, allowing one hit and one walk in his three innings and getting the save. Meanwhile, they got offensive support with homers by Will Furniss, Austin Fawley, and Owen Pano. So just a good game. And bad, well, Thursday's game and series openers spoiled a good job by starting pitcher Hunter Elliott when the Rebels couldn't hold on to a late lead due to a couple of errors and some key walks given up. Also, Saturday's game, as important as it was, saw starting pitcher Cade Townsend struggle for the second game in a row, giving up five runs in just 3.2 innings. And with the pitching faltering, so did the offense, getting only four hits the entire game in the 6-2 loss. The ugly, well, this team's just bipolar or schizophrenic. You never know which one's going to show up. And that's why they're 15-15 in conference play this season, and while they'll need to make a deep run in this week's SEC tournament to even have a slight chance of hosting a regional. Up and down, up and down, up and down. It's ugly because we all know this team is capable of beating anyone, but also capable of making you scratch your head with other performances that are way below par.
Yeah, they got to have the three pitchers, three starters, be consistent. You know what you're going to get out of Hooks every time. They got to have those three, especially in the regional play when it starts. And the hitters have got to, you know, be disciplined at the plate and not chase the wide pitches.
Yeah, and they haven't been able to do that consistently.
No. Some nights they're locked in, like they were Friday against Bama, where they didn't chase anything and knock the cover off the ball. And then some days they'll chase them. So. Yeah. You know, it doesn't give you a warm and fuzzy feeling, I tell you that, but hopefully it all starts.
You know,
clicking.
They're capable, though. Yeah, that's what's to me, that's what's frustrating. If they weren't good enough, you could just say, oh, what the hell.
That's right.
But they are good enough.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to go in many seasons where you have three starters and a closer like that with guys with the Bassettas and Udomarts and Furniss and Fawley and guys like that. I mean, there's a lot of talent out there. They just got to put it together consistently.
Yeah. I agree.
What you think?
What do you think, RBI?
that's exactly what I would say, right? I mean, if they can find those three guys and keep them, you know, where it's not just two out of three that are solid. And you're not really asking them all to go seven or eight innings.
No.
Give us a quality start in six.
Yeah.
Give us a quality start in six.
Yeah.
And they all have that capability and all have on certain weekends. And you're asking Will Liver to do that tomorrow morning at a minimum.
I guess a pitcher that's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
So tomorrow's going to be important.
You're asking that same thing. All right.
Hotty toddy.